This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. Here's VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. That decision followed weeks of diplomatic pressure on Berlin. An advisor to Ukraine's president tells VOA News that Kiev will eventually need between 250 and 400 tanks, and its next request from the West will be for extended-range missiles. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The White House says those tanks represent an offensive threat to Russian soldiers on the ground. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron's office says Macron took part in an audio conference on Ukraine with President Biden, Germany's Olaf Scholz, Italy's Giorgia Meloni, and the UK's Rishi Sunak. Macron says the five leaders agreed their countries would continue to support Ukraine as long as necessary for it to win. If you'd like more on this story, everything happening at the moment on Ukraine, please visit us at voanews.com or go to VOA and listen to Flashpoint Ukraine. This is VOA News. As Californians deal with two mass shootings just days apart, U.S. President Joe Biden is supporting gun control measures introduced by a senator in the U.S. state of California to renew the 1994 assault weapons ban. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Squara reports the legal landscape for more gun control in the U.S. looks bleak.
2 days after a gunman killed at least 11 people in Monterey Park, as the city's Asian American community was celebrating Lunar New Year, shootings in two locations at Half Moon Bay, also in the state of California. At least seven people died. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
We got serious about these things and led the nation on assault weapons bans, large capacity magazine clips, background checks on ammunition, waiting periods, and red flag laws, saving lives. But the federal government hasn't done it.
California is one of 10 states that prohibit the sale or possession of military-style assault weapons. Patsy Whitaker-Squara, VOA News, Washington.
The Taliban, who broke all prisons in Afghanistan in 2021, freeing thousands of prisoners, including Islamic State fighters, are now refilling the jails. Akmal Dawi previews his story, appearing later on voanews.com.
Right now, there are more than 14,000 prisoners, including up to 1,100 women, in Taliban jails. Amid widespread poverty in Afghanistan, the prisoners are given food and healthcare assistance by the International Committee of the Red Cross, because de facto Taliban regime runs a crippled economy and faces international sanctions.
At least 8 African migrants died and 92 others were rescued after their boat capsized on Tuesday as they tried to cross the Mediterranean to Italy, the Libyan Red Crescent told Reuters. Eyewitnesses on the boat said it was overcrowded with nearly 150 migrants when it sank near Tripoli. The Libyan Red Crescent members have been handling the ongoing search and rescue operations. The Libyan coastline is considered a major departure point for people fleeing poverty in Africa and the Middle East for a chance at a better life in Europe. Pope Francis has criticized laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust, saying God loves all his children just as they are. He called on those Catholic bishops who support the laws to welcome LGBTQ people into the church. He was speaking in an interview with the Associated Press. In that same interview, he says he sees continued dialogue with Beijing as the guiding principle in his efforts to safeguard his flock, who are a small minority in that Asian nation.
Para los chinos el tiempo, pero vamos dando pasos. Cada caso.